Hello, everybody. My name is Kenton DeYoung, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Dylan Fairman.
Yeah.
And this is Unsolved Canadian Mysteries. So, Dylan, how have you been?
I'm a bit better. No, I'm good. Good, Kenton. Wearing the same clothes as the last episode of the free podcast.
I am too. Yes. Yes.
Wow. What are the odds? Could it be we just recorded it, like, literally after?
Maybe. You never know.
The big thing, though, Kenton, is, are you doing good?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good.
And the bigger thing is, people actually have supported us and are now watching us right now, or listening.
Yes. Thank you for supporting our podcast.
Yeah. Super thank you. This is cool.
It's been a blast, all the support we've got over the last 2 years. We started in 21.
Yeah. It's weird.
So it's great. Thank you so much for everything you guys have supported us and for subscribing to the Patreon and everything like that.
Yep.
Means a lot.
And if there's no one there, well, this isn't going good. But thank you nonetheless.
I want to make a reference, like, if there's a tree in the forest and it falls and no one's there to hear it, but I can't think of how. Same idea.
If there's a podcast on Patreon but there's no one to pay for it, is it really a podcast?
Yeah. Something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah. Okay. Tonight's mystery is the murder of Tom Thompson. Some people even call it the many deaths of Tom Thompson.
The many deaths?
He dies once, but there's different ways of how he may have died.
Oh, so he's like a theoretical cat with 9 lives?
Kind of. So, do you know anything about Tom Thompson?
No, Kenton. I just laughed at his name, so I'm pretty sure I don't.
So, he is a famous Canadian painter.
I didn't hear about him before. What did he paint?
Pictures of Algonquin Provincial Park.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a couple of them right now. They're pretty good, actually. I like them.
I didn't like any of them.
Really?
No.
Well, I guess I'm a little more artsy.
You're a little more cultured than me.
Yeah.
His works of painting inspired the Group of Seven, which is a famous Canadian troupe of painters.
Oh?
And they, because of what happened in this story, they chose to no longer paint Algonquin Provincial Park so that it could be in his memory.
Oh.
So he is kind of like the guy who started the Group of Seven, for people who know the Group of Seven is. There's a local connection with them in Regina, but I don't know what it is. I think they painted here, had a studio here or something like that.
Do you know any of the other people in the Group of Seven?
No.
Cool.
This story takes place in 1917.
Yeah.
It's a Group of Seven, like 100 and some years ago.
I see.
But I think they continued into the 40s and 50s and 60s, but I think that's after that they kind of all died off. So Tom Thompson was taken out of school at an early age, possibly due to a lung condition. This afforded him time to explore wooded areas and develop a deep appreciation for nature. There's some stories that he was an expert canoeist, having often canoed in the middle of the lake to spend the night so he could get away from insects. If you've ever been out on up north, you have, I think we've talked about this. The insects are atrocious.
Gross.
I was up near Creton and Flin Flon a couple years ago in the summer, and I actually like ran out of the forest crying. The swarm of insects I encountered. There was awful.
Yeah, I heard Alaska's bad.
Yeah, I'd rather go in Alaska in the winter when they're all dead. I don't want to go up there in the summer. I'd rather go up there in the dark and the cold than go up there and deal with all those bugs.
Right. Agreed.
Agreed. So Tom Thompson was supposedly a very good canoeist, but in 1912, he did once capsize his canoe and lost all of his belongings. Some accounts he capsized his canoe more than once. So this does come up in the story. So the morning of July the 8th, 1917, Thompson was seen walking with Shannon Fraser, his friend, and the owner of the Mowat Lodge. The Mowat Lodge is on Canoe Lake. And he was the owner of the lodge. Now, we'll mention Shannon Fraser quite a few times, but to clarify, Shannon Fraser is a male with a name like Shannon.
Oh.
I just wanted to verify.
Well, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. They were seen, Thompson and Fraser were seen walking. And later that day, around 12 o'clock, Thompson got on the river, canoed, and started on his journey. I think what he was doing was he was going to go somewhere and go painting. That was kind of his goal. Later that day, Martin Bletcher and his sister found Tom's canoe capsized in the water. But they didn't think it was his canoe, and they just thought maybe it was just some other canoe. It wasn't a big deal. And the Bletchers, they know Thompson and Fraser, and they carried on. And when they were coming back, they saw the canoe again and realized, oh no, that is Tom's canoe. So they flipped it over and hauled it to shore, but Tom was not in the canoe. He was nowhere to be seen.
Well, that's good, because if they found him in the canoe, that means he's just dead.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah,
that's good news, kind of.
So 8 days pass, entire week.
Mm.
And then eventually Dr. Goldwyn Howland finds his body in the water. Tom has a 4-inch bruise above his right temple. He has dry blood in his ear and a fishing line wrapped around one of his legs.
Okay.
And now, like, they didn't have the fishing line that we have now, which is like a
nylon,
right? I read an article. It was a big thing about the types of fishing line it could have been. And I just think it was like horsehair. I don't know exactly what it was. It was like, I don't really care about the type of fishing line around his leg. But it wasn't nylon. So just, yeah. So it was a long article about type of fishing line. I skimmed over it. I did not care. It wasn't nylon. That's all. It was. I think it was horsehair or something like that. So the inquest into the body happened at Martin Bletcher's cottage, where it should have happened at the lodge that Fraser had, because that was kind of the hub, not just this guy's cottage. Now, as they're looking at the body, the doctor and the Bletchers, and I think Fraser was there too, the Bletchers served up beer and cigars, which is not something you do when your friend is dead on the table, right?
Well,
maybe. Maybe if you're really, like, upset, you'll crack open a beer and smoke a cigar, maybe make things a little easier.
Maybe that's how he wanted it.
Okay, maybe. Maybe that's how he wanted it. So Dr. Howland had concluded that the cause of death was drowning. The coroner wasn't able to get up to the lake in time for the next couple of days, but he read the medical report the doctor wrote up and listened to the 6 witnesses that were there that day, and he agreed when he did get there that Tom had died from drowning, and the bruise on his head was from him hitting a rock or hitting the boat on his way down.
After drowning.
Yeah. Right. He fell, drowned. His head drowned.
Right.
But the coroner never saw the body. By the time the coroner got there, they already buried the body. Because, again, it had been 8 days, and the body was already decomposing quite a bit. So they thought, okay, let's bury it now. So he'd be buried 1 day after he was found. And then 2 days later, he was dug up again, put in a casket, and sent to Owen Sound, where he would then sent and be buried in his hometown.
Wait, why would they bury him?
I think they were going to leave him there, but then his family wanted him back home.
Oh.
Well, I think that's the end of it. I think we've solved it.
And I think we just did our very first Patreon episode, Kenton.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for subscribing. You'll see more inside images, videos, podcasts, research, stuff like that on the Patreon about what we do behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We don't know what everything we're going to do yet. We talked about t-shirts a couple episodes ago. We might do t-shirts, but we'll see what happens.
For sure, you'll get like an extra episode.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
For sure. Like this one. You'll get this one.
Yeah, and then no other ones. No, you'll get more.
Yeah. So thank you for coming on today, Dylan.
Thank you for having me here in my house.
As always, my name is Kenton DeYoung, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Dylan Fairman. This has been Unsolved Canadian Mysteries.